Hi everybody, this is Alex Rogers from ProteinFactory.com, and we just got in Zynamite. And Zynamite is a pre-workout capsule that is totally new to the supplement industry and never before sold in the United States. Pretty cool. And this is truly a new product. And just to be clear, this is a new ingredient, okay? And new ingredients rarely hit the market in the supplement industry. Most of the time, I'd say 99.5 or 99.9, let's say, I'm going to say 99.9% of the time when a supplement comes out or a new supplement company comes out, they're just rehashing old products. And it's pretty sad because people fall for it that they think these are new products. They're not. These are just products like branched chain amino acids, you know, testosterone boosters that's been around. And the funny thing is, all these products have been around pretty much since the 80s and 90s. I mean, it's going to be 2020. And it's pathetic, really, that these supplement companies still try to market that they're coming out with new products. And they don't. Well, Zynamite is a new product, okay? It's a new ingredient. You're not going to find this anywhere. And in 2018, it was awarded from an industry group, like a nutrition ingredient and a natural ingredient group, the 2018 award for, I believe it was the best new product. So it's very cool. And the study related to it came out in 2018 as well, the end of 2018, I believe, and they're doing more work on it. And Zynamite is a mango leaf extract, okay? And you take it to essentially replace caffeine. And if you haven't read my blog posts and articles before, you know I'm a big person. I'm big into not using caffeine. And I go into it. I wrote a lengthy blog post about using caffeine. I did a podcast on it as well, which you could probably find it right before this one. But not to use caffeine simply because it releases cortisol in the body. And when you artificially elevate your cortisol levels throughout the day, you're going to gain more fat, you're going to have less muscle, and a bunch of other stuff related to elevated cortisol levels. So what do? You know, people still want that energy. You know, so most of the time I was telling people, hey, just eat right. You know, eat carbs, make sure you eat right and get off the caffeine. Well, here we have something to replace caffeine. Okay, it's not going to give you the jitters. It doesn't release cortisol in the body, okay? And it will give you more energy, and it's proven through these research studies or study that you'll see. The dosage is one capsule, 200 milligrams. Zynamite comes in a 30-capsule bottle, so it'll last you a month. You don't have to use it every day, really. I don't recommend using it every day, actually. Anything natural, you don't want to take every day. So I would just take, you know, if you feel like you need going to work out, you need some energy, take it an hour before pre-workout. And of course, don't use caffeine. And if you feel like you have like a test or something hard at work that you need to concentrate on, you take it for that. You know, it will definitely help your focus. And yeah, anything related to, you know, those benefits that you were seeking with caffeine. So, oh, and the good news is that it's only $18 plus free shipping. Okay, so it's not expensive at all. All right, so $18 for a month's supply. Okay, you want to get into the details about it. The details are coming right from, and I didn't write this, this is coming right from the company that makes Zynamite, and they're in Europe, by the way. Zynamite activates brain waves and increases long-term potentiation in a remarkable similar pattern to caffeine. Pretty cool. Zynamite gives sustained mental and physical energy and focus without the negative side effects of caffeine, and it's patented for enhancing brain activity. I mean, that's pretty awesome. And it's coming from a company called Nextium, and those are the guys that manufacture. And I'm sure you'll see other companies. Once I start selling in the U.S., everybody else is going to start selling in the U.S., so you'll see other companies using it, I'm sure, heading into the future. But for now, I'm the first guy to sell it in the U.S. You know, I'm always looking for new products for you guys. That's my job. And I bring them to you when I feel something is new and it's good. You know, I'm not going to bring you, you know, crap like, I don't know. There's a lot of garbage out there that does come out. But But this is one of the better ones. This is one of the better ones. And you'll see all the references, the studies. I mean, this is what you want. You know, you would think that supplement companies, the big ones, would be doing this kind of stuff, their own research, but they don't. That's like a big myth in the supplement industry, is that supplement companies do their own research. They have laboratories, and they got guys with, you know, white coats running around and all this stuff. And nothing can be further from the truth. Nothing can be further from the truth. There are no supplement companies that do the research. If they did, they'd be coming out with new products, but they don't. Companies like Nexium come out with new products and then market it to guys like me. You know, hey, we got this new ingredient, you know, sell it. So that's where the real research is coming from. I mean, I did some research with the follistatin, you know, back in the day, if that means anything. But I created that product. So that's and I'm working on. I got something new, by the way. But anyway, Zynamite. Yeah, it's basic. It's one ingredient, which I love too. You know, I've always told you guys, if when you're buying supplements, always look for single ingredients. Don't buy a combination of ingredients if possible. You know, always look for single ingredients. Capsimax, you know, one ingredient. Tectonic Red, one ingredient. Oh, by the way, that reminds me. You know, Tectonic Red, okay, is beetroot powder. And it works by, there's bacteria in your mouth that absorbs those nitrates. Okay? You cannot use mouthwash, and I'll post this study. Okay, you cannot use mouthwash and use Tectonic Red. If you want to get a better pump, stop using mouthwash. If you want to get a better pump in the gym, it contains an acid. I think it's benzoic. I check my pronunciation on that. But it contains an acid that kills the bacteria that's needed to absorb the nitrates. It's unbelievable. So you're using mouthwash, your performance is going to go down. Can you believe it? And it's totally true. Wait till you see the graph. It nullifies it. Absolutely eliminates that good bacteria that you need for Tectonic Red to work. So you can, if you want to use mouthwash, don't even bother with Tectonic Red. You're pissing it away. Well, you're not pissing away. I mean, it's still healthy for you. I mean, it's a good carb source. But I sell it for a pre-workout pump. And increase strength and increase, you know, muscle, the oxygen to the muscle. So if you want to do that, then that's what you're buying it for. You cannot use mouthwash. And I'm going to hopefully get that out on a post. I think it's quite important. You know, people are going to be using mouthwash to take Tectonic Red, not knowing that this product sucks, you know, so I don't want that to happen. Okay. All right. So yeah. So what you would do is you would take Tectonic Red 2 hours before you work out, Zynamite 1 hour before you work out, and boom, you got yourself an awesome pre-workout, much better than any crap that's on the market that contains caffeine. I mean, I still bang my head on a table. I don't know why people are using caffeine. I mean, I do know why. I mean, and people will, God, I post it, and people get angry at me. Oh, I'm not giving up my caffeine. Okay, well, don't. I mean, you're going to age. You're going to get fat. Your skin's going to be discolored. It is a drug. Okay? Get off the caffeine and you'll look younger. Trust me. If you're a woman, the last thing you want to do is be on the cortisol train. You know, caffeinate yourself in the morning. Caffeinate yourself in the afternoon. Caffeinate yourself at night. That's the cortisol train. You want the exact opposite. You don't want to be on the catabolic train. You want to be on the anabolic train, right? Doesn't that make sense? So you want to build muscle. You want to have more muscle, less fat. Why get on the cortisol train or the catabolic train, whatever you want to call it? The body doesn't want muscle mass, right? The more muscle mass you have on your frame, the more energy it takes for you to live. The body just cares about survival. That's why as soon as you get sick, boom, your muscle mass shrinks like a, I don't know what. You just lose muscle mass much faster then you gain muscle mass, right? How quickly do you lose muscle mass? You lose muscle mass so quick, it's not even funny. All right, so get off the cortisol train. Get on the anabolic train. Take your protein. Lift weights. Get off the caffeine. Get off the chemicals. And oh, that was still, well, I mentioned that in the other one. So, but anyway. All right, I'll talk to everybody next time.